When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Speaking of D23, we got an announcement of, what was it here? A video game showcase happening December. Fuck, that's huge. September 9th. So September 9th, they're going to do their video game showcase instead of Disney and Marvel. They said it, and even Star Wars 2, where it's like, they're showing off Midnight Suns, which just got delayed, so that's funny. So maybe we'll get some more character reveals, but it's just funny. That was the week it was supposed to come out. It's like, okay, this is a nice enough mulligan, but still, you know, not the same. But that, Star Wars, Lego Star Wars, so we are thinking probably some DLC, some stuff like that. There's one other one that's already came out or something like that. And then it's so funny if Marvel Avengers has like a character and they could reveal, but they just want really nothing to do with that game. And Pickens, you were going to say something. You said something about, I think you were just asked about Spider-Man Marvel, like Marvel Spider-Man 2. I don't think so. I think Sony's going to leave that for either Game Awards or their next big State of Play. I lean more towards State of Play because I don't think the Game Awards, which is December, is going to show anything off beyond a teaser, because I think they're going to wait to show something until the next big reveal. So I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah, and then the thing that got me most excited about this, so we will be covering it. We'll do like an extra side quest with Dylan, but I think at least me and him will be on. I imagine some of the other members will be on there. They're going to be showing off Skydance New Media's new Marvel game, which is Amy Hennig, who did the original Uncharted trilogy and a little bit of 4. There's a gray area there. But that's actually, we're going to Star Wars game, we're going to Marvel game. That is definitely something I'm very interested for, even if it's just the character. Because I can't remember, I think it was, I don't know. Let's see. Let me take a look and see. Amy Hennig Marvel game. It's a third search thing. Let's see. We'll be shown in September. All the articles are from now. I'm trying to see when it was announced here, because I just wanted to see 14 minutes ago, 3 weeks ago, a Black Panther game, blah, 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 all this stuff. So I think it's been lands first. Okay, so Amy Hennig's Marvel game lands its first writer, and that was in November 2021. So they might have a little bit. Now, that's a writer, so there's probably still lots to go, but I think they probably got enough to give us a clear idea what it is. And by clear idea, I just kind of mean the way, you know, they showed off Wolverine, PS5, here we go, right? So I think that's what I mean. I don't think it's going to be like, oh, you know, this is the exact story, this is the setting. You could get shades of that, but the thing is, it's going to be something, it sounds like, similar to an Uncharted type experience, just with Marvel. So I'm very excited. I've never played all the Uncharted games fully. I have to go back, but those are games that just revolutionized, you know, gaming from its time. It changed it. So her getting to do that and plus Star Wars game, that's very exciting. I don't know if you'll hear anything about the Star Wars game, but the Marvel game, I'm just excited to hear which way we could go. Now, S-Bubs, he said, what was my dream, like, Disney Marvel game? Now, that's the thing where it's just like, as I've said before, as always, to me, I think it was Black Panther. I think that was because we had the Spider-Man game, which is great. With Black Panther, that sounds like that's EA game over there that's just being published, not by EA. I think it's by a guy who did Monolith and stuff like that. So, and this is, oh, super bad, Mike. You're taking it right out of my mouth here. The chat's going, they're incepting me today. A Daredevil game would be awesome. It absolutely would be. Now, I don't... We talked about this on Marvel Alliance, I think a couple, like a year and a half ago or something, where the president of Marvel Gaming was tweeting at Troy Baker, and they were kind of like hinting around Daredevil, and I wasn't sure if it was like, oh, just having fun, or like, is there something in the work? Now, I don't know if that lines up with this, so maybe that could be something additional or nothing at all. That would be great. I still would, even though it might be a carbon copy, I still would love more like Daredevil to be a Batman Arkham Asylum type of clone type of game with the open world in New York. You can even do the same way, you know, Batman gets put in Arkham. There's a very famous storyline of Daredevil getting locked up and put with the criminals. So you could do even something like that. But if Black Panther's taken over there, already being done by that guy who's from Monolith, that would have been the one. Daredevil's another one. A proper, and I don't think this would be it too, but like a proper big-time X-Men game, that would be great. Like picking, it's tough, right? Because we have Marvel's Avengers, Gotham Knights, and Suicide Squad, which all seem to be that similar, like online, stuff like that. No, I would love it if there was some sort of small group game of a, you know, Xavier and Six Mutants you could pick between and have like flesh out a great story, have like almost some really cool RPG, like putting in like systems where you could, you know, boost them up, but like always what Dylan talks about, but not too much. They can just boost up all their stats, like some actual choices and things like that. That would be one. The other one is like just Marvel Ultimate Alliance 4. Absolutely. Like I want that. But all these games that I'm naming are, I don't think, ones we will see from her. I think it's just going to be a character. You can even get like a Black Widow game from her or something like that. It's going to be a character, character focused, character driven. And that sounds great. And I'm very excited because like, look at the pedigree she brings. If you look at her, you know, resume. I think that's a really cool thing we're going to get happening. And it sounds like that won't be at the Game Awards now, or maybe it will be. We get more of a tease later on, but I like that they're doing this at D23, you know, so very excited for that. Can't wait. I have no predictions and there's been no leaks and stuff like that. So I still think it's early on, especially if the writer jumped on November, but I bet there's enough for like a cinematic cutscene and like a cool title font, you know, so whatever that may be, who knows. And with even Amy Hamming, like I can't, just because she did Uncharted, I don't think that paints her in a box like, oh, it has to be someone that's lighthearted and funny, charismatic. No, I think she kind of do all over and stuff like that. But I wonder what character it could be about or if it's a team game. Like I said, I think it's going to be a solo game. It's about a solo character. I don't think it's going to be a team game because she hasn't done anything like that before, but you never know. I think a Daredevil with that Spider-Man Batman fight mechanics would be great. Absolutely. The gadgets, you got the detective mode with the sonar and everything like that. So, and yeah, I suppose I agree with you. Probably as much info as Wonder Woman got the Game Awards. Absolutely. I think it's going to be what we got seen with Wolverine. Maybe a cinematic, title, character, and then a rough... This is coming out long time, 3 years from now, something like that. I think they'll be transparent with that. So we will see. Some other news going on here is apparently that the Penguin Show and the Penguin Show and the Dune Show are still happening. The Dune Show is apparently getting cast right now, so that's good. I think that's smart. I'm hoping Dune did better than we all thought it would, and I'm hoping Dune grows even more because there is more books, so I want them to keep going. I don't know if Denis wants to keep going all like, he, if they, like, does he want to commit and be like fucking James Cameron and do like six Dune movies, I don't know. I wouldn't be opposed to different directors jumping in. But if I had my choice, if he was like, absolutely, that's what I would want to do. Because I know some people do that when they talk about comic movies. They're like, do they want to be making X character for the rest of their life? There's some people that might want to be. Look at James Cameron. You know, there's some people like, there's, you could make original films at any point, really, you know, unless barring death or anything. This is like a, hey, I got this IP, let's do it now. The same way Matt Reeves is doing all the series. It's like, that'd be the same thing. If I got Batman and every time they came back to me, hey, you want to do the next one? Be like, absolutely. Like, let's keep doing this, you know? So there's some people that I believe that. Apparently it's at the casting stage, so that's good. I think there's tons of world to explore there, and I think that also does help the movies, a show, just like brings that up. So that's good. And then apparently Penguin is still go shooting for February 2023. So again, we have rumors from Hollywood Reporter that every DC show that's not connected to DCU will be canceled. But we got this show still going. Why not pull it before it gets going? Now, is that because it's connected to the Batman and that's happening and just like anything else they want gone? Or is that rumor just BS? We don't know, because we've heard a lot of things about DC the past little while, and we don't know how much is real and how much is BS. So that's the fun game we're playing right now. Viola Davis, like I said, we're in the quick hits now. I should have mentioned we're in the quick hits, but Viola Davis, just give me another reason to watch this Hunger Games prequel movie. You know, it's kind of frustrating in a way where I was like, I don't need this. I don't have to watch this. Now, I don't know who else it was. I know Hunter Schafer was cast, but she has been cast as the villain for that, which I think is she's like the game maker, game creator, whatever they are, the game master or runner. What I think it might, I'm on the chat, let me know, what are the fucking, are the game makers, game planners, what are the game people, and you know who was Wes Bentley, like who, what's their name? And it was Philip Seymour Hoffman, like what is their name? I can't remember, they have an official term. I feel like I maybe hit it or was like an inch away from getting them. But with this prequel, Viola is joining as the villain, and that's great. So you got her, you got Hunter Schafer. There's somebody else. I don't think it was Rachel Zegler, however you say her name, from West Side Story. I haven't seen her much, so that's not like a, oh, I can't wait to see her. It's like, okay, cool, I'll give it a chance. But they keep adding people where I go, okay, I'm probably at least gonna give this first one a shot. Lionsgate, you happen to, you've gotten me, you've tricked me. I don't even know in theater. Let's see, Travis Hines, the games keeper. And then S-Bub says the game maker. So maybe this is the day I get to bing S-Bubs again, but the gameskeeper. That makes sense. And especially, too, because I just watched Squid Game, which was kind of overrated. Let's just be honest. I talked about it in After 9. People hype that up way too much. They just, like, didn't watch Saw, which we're going to talk about. It's a better made Saw, but that's okay. They have the same thing that's, like, the game maker or something like that. So that's cool. It's also, I don't think, tons of work for her because she's just going to be in one room acting, but I know she'll act her ass off. She is one of, if not the best actresses in the world right now. So, or Game Master, not sure, Allison, unsure who I'm asking about. See, now I'm going to have to look it up here. Let's see, Hunger Games, Wes Bentley character. Okay, let's see, because I'm sure they'll have like a fucking whippy, a wiki.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity. And the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Wes Bentley, American actor. He portrayed the Game Maker, Sickna Crane. So, boom, Game Maker. S-Bubs is right. You know, S-Bubs, he's the fucking man around here, Heinz. Look out. Guy in the chair. You never know what he knows. But, yeah, giving me another reason to watch it. So, excited for the cast, I guess. That's about it. And then my last two things, because I got to bring up the trailer for the things I didn't even watch here. Saw 10. We talked about this last week where there was rumors it was Big Screen Leaks that put out that they were, or was it? No, it was Viewer Non, sorry. And then Big Screen Leaks, I think, support it. And then they shared also a scoop from, I think it was like January or February this year, of like, oh, this seems important now, with like a kind of winky face. They have confirmed that it's coming out already. And this happens all the time with these Saw ones, because they don't, like, you don't have much turnover rate. Like, it's very quick to shoot them and everything like that. Let's see here. It's coming out already. I think it was October 23rd, 2023. So is it 23, 23? Yeah, I think it is. But yeah, it's coming out. Supposedly it is. it's happening. We don't know much about it. They didn't release many plot details or anything like that. Sounds like Tobin Bell's coming back. They gave some big statement or some, not big statement, but like, we've been listening to the fans. We're hearing the fans. We know what they want, and we think this film's going to deliver that. We're going to try our best, and we're listening to the fans. We want the Saw aficionados and horror lovers to enjoy this film. It's like, okay, very generic, like, oh yeah, you're going to like this. You know, we're trying our best, which I think they did with Spiral, and I think they kind of did with Jigsaw. But yeah, there's the rumor is that Tobin Bell is coming back, and what I fucking called it last week. I was so rain, because I think it was Viewer Non that put the second part out. Yeah, that they knew it was a director that they were excited about, but didn't want to tip it just in case they're wrong or it wasn't fully confirmed. And Bloody Disgusting got this report and said it was going to be Kevin Garrett or Garrett, however you say his name. That's who I was talking about last week when I said they did Saw 6. Now, they did do Saw Final Chapter, but there was a lot to that, right? Saw Final Chapter was supposed to be two movies. It got put into one. Let's see. They don't want to disrespect Shazam by putting him in a Saw. Yeah. With Saw, the Final Chapter, it was supposed to be 7 and 8. It got condensed into just 7. Now, that is definitely an issue, and I still think maybe he may have phoned it a little bit, because if you look into it, he was going to direct Paranormal Activity. That was getting more successful than Saw. It be at the box office. They had a contract thing. They said, no, it's not going to happen. And he had even said, like, oh, I really wanted to direct a movie my mom could see, but I guess that's just the way life goes. Kind of implying that she did not care about the Saw franchise, but Paranormal Activity, she would be down. And maybe it was, like, because of the rating. I don't know. So all those things happen, right? But just like Bloody Disgusting put out there, even if you don't care about Saw, I think you can appreciate that Saw happened, right? First, Lee Whannell and James Wan, specifically James Wan, direct that first one. Massive hit. They do that trilogy. And that's, they wrote and executive produced that trilogy. Then after that, it was without them. They were trying to find a different Jigsaw all over the place. I really like Big Bad Booty Daddy, the Mark Hoffman character. Check out our Saw retros. But they were kind of trying to find themselves, right? And then Saw 6 happened, and Saw 6 was this point, and it was this thing where it sucked because people were kind of like, Saw 5 was at that point the worst one, and people were giving up on it. And he made Saw 6, and usually the Saw films were going up, or they kind of had like a general barometer, like 40 million. I think Saw 6 was like a 25, like it had a big dip. And the thing that sucked about it was that all the us hardcore fans were like, this is the best one since the original, this is great. Or a lot of us, it was just like one of the most exciting, like winning issues of the franchise, right? But the problem was people didn't see that, so they reduced those two movies. So I'm very excited. The big screen leaks guy, when he put out like, oh, this seems handy. Now, we had heard that it might be a prequel last week, and it was going to be Tobin Bell. And in this report he put out earlier this year saying that it takes place between Saw 3, didn't have much details if it was directly Saw 3 or just happened to be before Saw 3. Well, I guess it has to be, right? Because that's Saw 3 spoilers is where, you know, some bad shit happens to Jigsaw. But Tobin Bell's and all of them, don't worry. Horror movies have, you know, they have a way of bringing people back. But that makes sense as far as it has to be before Saw 3. And what was interesting is, okay, we heard it was going to be a prequel to Tobin Bell. And I just thought, okay, do another Saw movie and he's there. All right, you want to use the classic Jigsaw box office. I feel definitely since he went away, people were missing stuff in the franchise and some people checked out. But his story is phrasing as that it was a movie from his perspective and not the people in the chat's perspective. That is something where I know I saw so many people. Another Saw. And I'm sitting here like, hey, I'll watch it. Calm down. And do I think it's going to be great? Do I think they need to be making them? No, but nothing needs to be made. It was supposed to be from his, or the rumors it's from his perspective. That actually gets me excited. Like we talked about yesterday with the Madam Web plot, that actually gets me a little excited for what it could be, because at least that is something different. I would understand the whole, okay, we're going to do another Saw with victims and Tobin Bell's back because he's the franchise. Okay, I get it. I'll watch it. This at least is a spin, and we've seen many things from his perspective, right? Flashbacks and stuff. But if it's a whole movie, I think that would be tons of fun. Like from point A to point B, from, you know, getting the people watching the games, maybe he's avoiding the police, FBI, whatever it may be. He was always a trickster. I'm really down for that. So I really liked that scenario. I hope that does happen. We will see. But yeah, let me pull up this trailer here, because yeah, I could not believe that I didn't even watch it at all. So good job, Travis Snail. It came out, and at one point I wasn't sure. I knew I was doing a cast today, but I wasn't sure if it was going to be just Sam in. I'd hold just the trailer back and stuff like that, but I digress. I'm here. So this is Cabinets of Curiosities. Now, the announced, this is a Guillermo del Toro anthology show. Hang on. I'll address Superman Mike because he's talking about some Saw. Saw movies work best when they don't overcomplicate the mythology. Saw 6 was great because it focused on the morality aspect. 100%, and it got smaller again. It wasn't, there was still Hoffman on the run, right? You always have like the Jigsaw stuff on the side, but that one felt a lot more mainlined, where the thing that sucked about not sucked because I love it, but I understood with software that people, there was tons of timelines all over the place, right? Like intersecting this and that. With Saw 5, it felt like that's where the traps were literally just there to be the traps. They had no interlinking with the main story, main characters, or the main killers. So I agree with you that that's a good idea. You want to get back to that. You know, they always had that, but when it was, even Saw 6 did have this, though, I guess, and like he was smoking. It's like, it is technically throwing your life away, but it's like, this is who we're going after now, hey? But I digress. But yeah, we'll see with Saw. But Cabinet of the Curiosities is Guillermo del Toro produced show. It's going to be on Netflix. They gave us the date, October 25th. Perfect date. I would have went like a little early because I think it's on a Tuesday. Would have went like a little earlier right before Halloween to get this like catch on. But maybe it's at that weekend of Halloween, because when is Halloween? People, you're not going to beat me to this one, so don't even bother writing it. Halloween, October 31st is on a Monday. That fucking sucks. That sucks. I hate Halloween on holidays or middays and stuff like that. But okay. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're going to have people, obviously there's Halloween parties, but people just want to watch scary stuff. It could come up. I see. I just would give it a little more room, but that makes sense. You want to release these things at least a little earlier. It's like some Exorcist movie is coming out like October. I think it was like the 28th. And it's like, that's not enough time. You know, like give it a little more time to make that money and stuff like that. Like October 13th is Halloween ends, I'm pretty sure. Perfect date. Right in the middle. Gives time people to get up to it and everything like that. But I'm a sucker. We've talked about this at One Day at Geekverse. It's always, you know, behind the scenes stuff that we, you know, we have this, we have a plan of all these movies and stuff we want to make. The good thing is with our podcasting lives and always growing, that always gets delayed. You know, we had a time we were going to make it. COVID happened. We had to delay it. And then the podcast grew and we started focusing more on that, but we will. It's always in our game plan. And one of them is we want to do an anthology. I love anthologies so much, whether it was what I fell in love with back in the day with Crypt Keeper, what Tales of the Crypt, where it's Afraid of the Dark, Goosebumps, Masters of Horror, Trick or Treat, whether they're movie or shows, absolutely love them. So this is Guillermo del Toro producing it, and it's like a really good cast, like of just like people I'm interested in. I think the first three, let's see. Oh, and this, I didn't even know this shit. Jesus. The anthology of sinister stories is told by some of today's most revered horror creators. And it's just like Masters of Horror, right? Including directors of The Babadook, Splice, Mandy, and many more. I'm in. And then like some of the top people they were listing was like Rupert Grint, Sofia Boutella, Andrew Lincoln. Abso-fucking-lutely. Like that, this all sounds great to me, especially Andrew Lincoln. I want to always see him do more than just Walking Dead. So perfect. Can't wait. I'm going to watch this trailer right now because I did not watch it. So I want to see it, but I was already excited. I'm happy I got the date. I'll definitely be doing a review for this one. I'm not sure if anyone else will be joining me as far as the Geek First World. You might hear the trailer. I don't know. I'm going to turn it like midway, halfway. It's this weird thing where sometimes it plays audio, sometimes it doesn't, but here we go.
No. From the mind.
Cabinet of Curiosities is a show that I've always wanted to make.
Guillermo says he always wants to make it. And of course, he's just like drawings of fucking messed up monsters and stuff like that all over the place.
Each of the episodes has a whole world.
Each of the episodes have a whole world.
They present you with different delights.
Ooh.
Some are savory, some are sweet.
This just looks like
you get a surprise.
Completely up my alley right here. Oh, is that Andrew Lincoln with a beard? Does he have to have a big beard again? Always. Ooh. There's a woman stroking a baby and then two hands were stroking her that she did not know.
Beautiful, practical creatures.
The autopsy, the outside.
The artistry that goes into
and like most monster. Of this trailer they're showing, it's all like physical, you know, what am I looking for? I'm going to pause the trailer. What am I, like, prosthetics? Oh my God. I'm literally forgetting the word practical. There we go. It's all practical stuff, which Guillermo usually does and everything, but looking at the drawings, everything, this just looks fantastic. Movie. Dreams of the Witch House. All this stuff is just like up my lot right here. One's about witches now. Yeah, I'm down for all this. So I can't wait. This is happening October 25th. Yeah, it's pretty much, I hadn't seen the trailer. It's just showing like little clips, but then they pause. They say who's directing it, the name. Oh, Jennifer Kent. Yeah, Bob Duke. So that's great. And then there's like little like artwork and stuff like that, which is great. You don't want to spoil the mystery. So not much actually there, but I think, again, perfect October show, you know? So I can't wait. I'll be checking that out. Yeah, there is. I think yes, Bob. So there you go. But yeah, so if you tune in for just the news and everything like that, I'm going to take an ad break and then I will be back. Oh man, I hear a replay. Oh, for some reason, thank you, YouTube, for algorithm pushing my video after the video there, the trailer. So I'm going to take a break right now. I'll be back in just a second for, you know, the YouTube and video people. But I'm going to take a break, and then after that, there's going to be a Sandman review. I'm going to give you non-spoilers, so if you've not seen Sandman, news portion over, Sandman, you can listen to, you know, 15, 20 minutes, and then I'll tell you when I'm breaking, giving you the chance to go out, watch, or come back. Or if you don't care about spoilers, you can just stick around. Or if you've read the comic book, it's very fateful, apparently, so you can just stick around. So I'll be right back.